All right, let's do the birthday scam. We're going to call a woman who had her transmission fixed about a year ago. Then it went out, and she brought it back to him. And, oh, guess what? The warranty was up by about a week, so they wouldn't help her. So she went round and round with these people, and it got pretty ugly. She ended up just leaving her car on their lot for months. And when she got it back, there was a big key mark down the side. And so I'm going to call now from the transmission place, trying to charge her for storage for keeping that car.
Hello.
Hey, Courtney. Hi, this is Dave over at Transmission. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Good. I'm calling. First of all, is your car running again? Is the transmission working?
You know, the only thing that's wrong with my car is it doesn't go in reverse.
Well, we did the best we could on that and rebuilt that for you, but unfortunately, you left it on our parking lot there.
With your permission.
I didn't give the permission. Who did that?
Every time I called, I talked to Lee about it. He said, no problem. And on top of that, when my car got towed, it got keyed from one side to the other. The guy that towed it totally f***ed my car up and keyed it.
Whoa, hey, now I don't know that. That could happen
anywhere.
It had
to be there because it's locked up.
Maybe, and you haven't I don't know why any of this is our fault. I mean, we fixed your insurance.
You called me.
All right, well, because I need to collect for storage for the...
Well, that's not going to happen
for the
because
months
I had
just...
permission to put my car there through Lee.
Do you have
every
that?
Every single time I talked to Lee, he
Do you
said
have
it was
that
no
in
problem.
Writing somewhere? Because I've not ever heard anything about that.
No,
and
he
I just
didn't
talked
give
to Lee
me
yesterday.
A contact for storage either.
And I asked him about that, and he knows nothing about it. Seems like you left it there just in spite or on a dispute.
Every single time.
I don't know.
Don't
he did not have the authority to say that. And regardless.
Well, how would I? He's your store manager.
We are a transmission business. We're not a parking garage.
I understand that. That's why every time
your
I
car
need
is
more
there,
time,
taking
I
up
call
space.
Lee and I
it's taking
it
the
him.
Space of some other
now,
place.
If you
that
have
we could have been making money
your manager,
from a regular customer that didn't
your authority,
take the parking
then that
spot
is not my
that
problem.
Isn't
you
taking
don't
up
have,
space.
You know, managerial
that's charging you for that.
Over your
we got 3 months.
Employee.
I need $450.
You're not getting $450 from me. There's no way. There's no way because, number one, I had verbal agreement with Lee.
And I'll tell you what, and I have maybe a solution to this. I know that that car has a nice back seat. Maybe you and I get in the back seat together.
Huh.
Rumble around a little bit, and all of a sudden the 400...
Oh, this is a f***ing birthday scam. What is this?
Happy birthday.
It's Dean and Raj. How are you?
No way. I'm pissed off now.
Oh, you're hot.
I'm around the corner from trying to pick up kick his ass.
No, give it up. Yeah, Kevin wanted us to call you.
No way.
Yes way. Happy birthday.
All right. That's my husband.
I know. Okay.
Hi, I'm on the radio with Dean and Raj. They're just scamming for my birthday. Thank you.
How long did you last at the golf game?
I made 18, and it was really weird because our old friend Paul, we were at lovely Timber Creek.
Paul, the former golf pro.
Right, and we, because we normally, we got to the 17th and 18th tee boxes, which is near the clubhouse, of course, and we were like, this is unfamiliar territory.
we rarely
ever made it this far. We usually at the turn or when we have one of the holes that go by the clubhouse, we cut across the field and go.
That clubhouse is very tempting on hot days. It's certain.
I had to take a knee basically to tee up my last ball.
You went down on one knee to put it to you.
I really did. I was
like an 80-year-old man.
Well, have you seen my game?
Well, more of the same today. So if you're outside, please stay hydrated. Were you guys hydrated?
I was drinking, Gatorade after Gatorade.
Yes.
And it just seemed to just dissipate before it got down my throat.
You were sweating the orange coming out of the pores.
It doesn't make it to the urinary tract.
No.
No, I don't think I ever peed. I still haven't.
Ew. Well,
that's disturbing. Get that checked. Hey, let's listen to something weird. This is a text message from this girl's mom. Mom sent her a message because the girl failed to fill the ice cube trays.
Mom had
a freezer.
Enough.
And that is annoying. If you still have an old fridge.
I was going to say, that's the kind of a fridge my mother had, which in Florida, with little ice trays, and they were always empty.
Really, the last person should fill them.
Right.
I mean, that's just etiquette. So mom was rather upset and left an R-rated message. Now, we've bleeped this as best
possible. Well, is this her voice or is it the voice of Siri reading the text?
She has Siri read it.
Okay.
Which you can do.
Right.
Did you know that? If you're in your car, you can have, do you know how to do it?
You just dictate it.
Yeah. Say, Siri, read my text messages. But so she's doing that. So this is supposedly real. You know, I can't vouch for the...
Well, let's find out.
See what we think.
I'm already suspect.
Message from mother. Every single one of the ice trays inside of the freezer are empty. Really? Really? I mean, how hard is it to fill up the ice trays, Rachel? Maybe I could have some cold water instead of this warm-ass water. Can you please fill them up when you get home? And what the actual is the sticky substance all over the TV in my room? I mean, did you guys have a orgy in here? I mean, really? I'm going to bed. Good night. Reply to the group.
Well, she's going to bed, so she's in the house. Where's Rachel?
Yeah, well, she sent this to wherever Rachel was. Rachel's 12. No, I don't know. That's just, you know, in my family, we didn't talk like that to each other.
Well, only through Siri.
Did your mom talk to you that way?
No.
No, of course not.
My mom was a Southern...
Belle?
Belle, yeah. She would never speak that way.
Did your mom talk that way?
Yes.
Oh, you're from California.
Right.
Yeah.
That was just dinner. Pass the effing potatoes.
Complete lack of all morals.
Yes.
All right. So I judge that to be real, sadly.
It sounds like my mom.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, who's on first?
Who's on first?
Who?
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 Who's on first?
That's right.
That's right. I got it down here.
Look.
What's the name of the second act?
Guess who?
Well, I can't guess who.
You don't have to guess who.
Well, then I won't guess who.
So don't guess who.
All right.
Will you please tell me the name of the third act?
Yes.
Wait a minute. I asked you to tell me the name of the third act. First.
Who's on first? Guess who's on second in the third act?
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
It's yes. In concert, Wednesday. A week. Next Wednesday, right?
Not the Who, though. Or
not
the Guess Who.
Not the Who or the Guess Who. That's just ripping off an Abbott and Costello bit. So we can give away these tickets so you can see Yes and maybe go backstage and meet them. 713-343-1075. Caller 12. Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Texans rookie quarterback Deshaun Watson, who had a sparkling debut in Game 1, has been practicing some with the number one offense for the upcoming game against the Patriots. Coach Bill O'Brien was quick to say, hey, there's nothing to read into that.
The basic goal is to make sure that, you know, that he continues to get reps.
Yeah, okay. You know, I was in the Tom Savage camp, you know, experience, knowing the system, blah, blah, blah. But although it's been just one game, I say start Deshaun now. Let the franchise quarterback grooming begin. Looking at the schedule, the Texans are going to either be 3-2 or 2-3 at the bye. Count on it. So why wait till then to insert Watson? You know, that proverbial window could be closing on the Texans' Super Bowl chances, or it could be opening for Deshaun Watson. Your choice, Bill. That's today's Wild Pitch.
Some schools go back this week. It's important that your kids or the kids in your family get a good education, but it's also important that they get a good classic rock education. It's up to you to pass down that important musical torch.
I think we all can remember. I remember listening to my dad's albums. You know, that's kind of the first kind of adult music that you're exposed to is whatever your parents have around.
Well, we had an advantage, first of all, of growing up in the era of the music when it was fresh and new, and we were to us it was new music. Like I remember listening to my sister's Beatles records and then on to the Stones and Zeppelin and all that stuff. So we were learning it as it happened. So it's a little different now, because I think about with my son who's now in college. And he brought this up to me, and I'd forgotten about it, where he recalls when he was, I don't know, 8, 9, we're sitting in the office, and I'm saying, okay, listen to this CD. This is Simon and Garfunkel. Check this out.
Right.
Or this is, you know, The Cars, or this is then finally Zeppelin. And later in life, he said, you know, you're right, Dad, when you told me, and he plays guitar and everything now, Led Zeppelin is the best rock band ever. But, you know, that's how he got introduced. And so Susie has put up this post, kind of a school of rock thing on our Facebook page. What three songs, if you could narrow it down to three classic rock songs, are essential that your kids should be introduced to get into classic rock.
Like the first three, the big ones that they should know.
That'd be hard. I was just now trying to think of that. First of all, I got to think of bands, you know, that influence. And then out of that, what song represents that? And if you had to narrow it down to three, it's kind of interesting. Say, here, start with these three.
Yeah, I don't even... That is a tough one. So we're gonna collate all this information. Are we going to come up with like a list?
Yeah, we're going to... We're somehow going to list this.
We're going to take everyone's top three and put it into a list. So go to the Facebook page. What's on there so far?
Jeff writes Kashmir.
Yes.
The Wizard by Sabbath.
Wow.
And While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Those are all good.
Our 11-year-old daughter, Kashmir, is her favorite song.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, you know,
favorite Zep song. Let me qualify it.
Classic rock is really hot right now.
Yeah.
All across the country, and especially with teens. If you look at our ratings, which I don't, by the way, that's not why I'm in this, but I do happen to glance at it.
You're in it for the chicks and all the records you can steal.
No, this is the... But our teen ratings are really high right now. So
Jimmy wrote anything Zep. And I guess maybe Susie replied, that's not three.
Yeah. You got to give me your top three.
Follow the instructions, sir.
Our audience is not real good at following instructions.
Try to come up with three.
You know, I think of like, it seems like you'd almost have to say, here's a Beatles song. I mean, are you trying to give them a historical perspective, how all the rock and roll came? Do you go back to Elvis? No. We're going to deal with classic rock.
I burned CDs, little collections of music.
Yeah.
For when my daughter had her first little CD player. I had one that was a mixture, Beatles and Stones.
Mm-hmm. Dad mix.
Yeah, a little
dad
mix.
Right. Road trip.
You know, she's like nine, right? And then you're trying to, and then they develop their own musical tastes as they go, but you want to give them that foundation.
Right.
Hopefully. So we're gonna put this up. It's on there right now. School starts tomorrow in Katie, I know.
A lot of private schools have started.
Yeah. So this is the time of year we want to get into this. And we'll check it over the next few days to see if we get some good ones. Passing the torch. It's so important. What are the first three classic rock songs you should teach your kid? We posted this on Facebook in honor of the beginning of the school year.
I call it the Dean and Raj School of Rock.
Ed's on the line. Hey, Ed.
Good morning, Dean. How are you this morning?
Good.
I got my three top songs I would pick.
To educate the children about classic rock.
Yes.
All right.
Paperback Writer by the Beatles.
Okay.
Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And Give Me Shelter by Rolling Stones.
You know, those are all good, Ed.
You guys take care.
And this is what this is. People are like giving us their favorite song, but you really can't argue with those. I mean,
all of them represent, first of all, super groups. You know, you could think of a Dylan song. You could think of.
I like Chris online here. He says Beatles, Hey Jude, Leonard Skinner, Sweet Home Alabama, and Queen, We Will Rock You.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great list. Samantha posts, whatever.
That was a helpful post.
Yeah.
Samantha.
What do you mean, whatever? What does that mean? You know, just any classic rock is good, or...
Like, I'm not interested.
I'm not interested, but I'm going to take the time to write that I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bradley says, I can't do just three.
That's the hardest part. That is the hardest part. Because then later it'll be like, oh, I should have...
Why didn't I pick this one? Yeah, you can't really limit it sometimes. Well, that's what the assignment is, and it's at the...
Somehow we're going to have to call these, and like the ones that obviously occur the most often, that get the most votes, we'll come up with the quintessential what? Top 10 maybe? When it's all said and done, we'll put together a list of here's the songs.
To teach your children.
To teach your children.
All right.
The basics. And it will not include Linkin Park.